Professor? Professor, may I come in? I'm sorry I'm late. I got held up. No, nothing happened. I mean, nothing serious happened. It's just that one of the other students detained me. Yes, I did tell him that I had an appointment with you and that I couldn't be late, but he was very insistent. No, he is not a friend of mine. He just wanted to ask me a question. Oh, my uniform? Why was my uniform in such a disarray? Well, technically him as well. He gripped my shirt a bit too hard to catch my attention while I was exiting the study hall. Yes, I am aware that students should be properly presented before entering any classroom, and I was going to clean up, but I didn't want to arrive even later than I already am. That would have been worse, wouldn't it? I'll go to the lavatory and fix myself up. I'll be right back, I promise. I'll be quick. Oh, you want me to go to the front of the classroom with my hands against the board so you can inspect me? Of course, sir. Is this all right? Yes, I'll spread my legs wider. Yes, I did shorten my skirt. It's rather hot these days, and it helps me to keep cool. Sir, I'm not wearing any panties. I realize that's a violation of the dress code, but it's only because I got tired of asking permission to go to the restroom and to change them. I keep getting soaked during my classes. Oh God. Especially yours. I get so fucking wet every time I hear your voice. Oh. Especially since I've been playing with myself at home, just like you told me to. Oh, yes, sir, just like you're playing with me right now. Every morning when I get up, I raise myself off the bed, lean forward, and touch myself through my panties. I play with myself, rocking my fingers back and forth as I play back your voice in my mind. Every word as I, oh God, as I picture you calling me yours, calling me your filthy little fuck toy. Once they're dripping wet, I pull them down and use them to gag myself while I slide my finger deeper inside my hot, tight little cunt. And I picture you. Oh, the image of you with your tweed jacket and the leather patches on the elbows. Replaying the sound of your ruler as it snaps against the board from when you slapped it against my ass. The way you snap your fingers before calling on me to answer a question. Or when you snap them, calling me to kneel before you. I imagine your stare, those deep, intense eyes that root me to the floor and make me feel like I'm going to combust. As you whisper for me to touch myself, to stroke harder and faster, I picture it's your fingers fucking me, like you're using them to fuck me right now, curling them up inside me, making me ache and squirm, and beg you to please go faster. Oh, deeper, as I curl my finger inside until I reach the hilt. Oh, God. But I'm unable to reach that special spot that only you can with your fingers, while you use your thumb to circle my clit in soft, wet circles. I think about the first time you looked at me as something other than your student. The heat in your eyes as you cupped my chin to face you. As if I wasn't already mesmerized by the sight of you. Before feeling the possessive touch of your lips against mine. Tender. A tender touch. Despite the coarseness of your mouth and your soft, warm tongue parting mine. I imagine your hot breath against my ear, biting at my lobe, devouring it with your mouth before you whispered all the filthy things you wanted to do to me. Oh God, your voice barely above a whisper. And then when I feel like I'm about to burst, oh God, when my legs are trembling like they're trembling right now, and I feel like I'm going to fall over and not be able to hold on any longer, I stop just like you're stopping right now. I breathe and I thank you, sir, for using me. And then when night falls, before I go to sleep, I start to touch myself again, just like you are touching me. Except now, when I finger fuck myself, I am picturing your cock. I am picturing myself kneeling on the ground before you, legs spread, thighs wide, mouth gaping in want, unbuttoning my blouse, allowing my skirt to pool around my legs, dressed in nothing but heels, stockings, and a garter belt, naked and exposed, waiting to worship your beautiful cock with my mouth. I salivate for it. For just a taste, for just the tip, for anything that you'll give me. For everything that you'll give me. I look up to you and meet your eyes that I don't dare look away from. As I beg for you to use me. I beg for you to own me. To have me. And use me as your own personal fuck toy, an object for your amusement, as nothing. I beg for you to ruin me, to make it so that the only thing I see, feel, hear, and smell is you. I tell you that I want to be owned by you. To be yours and for you to make me yours. To own me and to possess me forever. To force me to let go. To stop trying to be your perfect student. To stop trying to impress you and make you notice me. But instead for you to make it so that I will forget everything else. Everything I thought mattered in this world. Except you. So that I remember that I am nothing but your slut, your filthy little girl, here to serve you and only you. And you force me to obey you as you run your hands through my hair, making a fist and allowing me to worship you finally as you pull me onto your hard cock. Shoving it into the back of my throat and fucking me so hard that I think my neck is going to snap off. Fucking me so hard, I think I won't be able to take it. And you make it that I choke on your cock splutter and gag on it. And that only makes me want you to do it harder, to hurt me, to make me cry. For you, to be a good girl for you and take every thrust, every inch of you without complaint until I am a mess. Smart, sophisticated student made to resemble a cheap whore as you bob your hard, throbbing cock inside my mouth. And I bob up and down eagerly until your cum fills my mouth. The memory of the taste of your essence as it hits the back of my throat. As I swallow at your command as if I were dying of thirst. Gets me to the fucking edge every single time, and I know that in that moment of weakness I would sell my soul just to have you in the room so I can have a chance to taste it again. And then I slow my strokes and picture instead what you instructed me to, the only thing we haven't done yet, to picture your cock as it hardens again. To picture you telling me that it's me making you thicken and throb. To picture your fingers exploring my body as I play with my breasts with one hand. The only thing we haven't done yet. I picture your cock as it hardens again. And I imagine you telling me it's me making you thicken and throb. I picture you while you explore my body and stop at my breaths. Holding them in your palms, squeezing them possessively, running your beard across my nipples before rolling them between your fingertips, twisting them and tugging them hard every time, just as I do whenever I get too close to the edge, as I push myself to the precipice of release again and again. I picture you pinching them as I touch myself. And you pinch them even harder when I get the urge to disobey your order and come. I picture what it would feel like to have you inside my folds, to grip me by my throat, for you to bury yourself deep inside my cunt, as you push my head down against the desk so I can't move, to be crushed by your weight, and to melt from the heat of your bare chest against my flesh, as you pound into me mercilessly, to imagine you spearing me with your cock, as I shift my hips upwards to meet each thrust, to have your body mold into mine as you break my body that is so eager for you, the feel of you marking me repeatedly with your hand against my ass as you tighten the grip around my throat with the other. Oh, here's where I pinch my nose as I picture your hand wrapped around my neck, my pulse racing as I count slowly from 10 to 1, repeatedly increasing my strokes and pumping my fingers in and out of my cunt. Oh, the thought of you choking me, of taking my breath away, turns me on so much. And I picture your other hand crossing down between my legs so you can toy with me as you do. between a gasp and thrust of your cock inside my cunt, and you make me beg for you. You make me beg for you to fill me with your cum. Oh God, and I beg for you. I beg for you to let me come as you choke the orgasm out of me, as you rob me of air, of all coherent thought, as I shudder around you and I have the most intense orgasm of my life, as you mark me as yours, sir. You ordered me not to come, so I collect myself through raspy breaths and the indent of my hand against my throat and nose as I catch my breath, and I am left with pure desire for you, and it is a need that blinds me and makes my clit throb just like it's throbbing now beneath your thumb. Your face is the only thing that I see. The lines on your face, your beard, your crooked teeth, and that Cheshire grin that disarms me. And as per your instruction, sir, for what has been the longest week of my life, I have done this every day since last Friday, making myself into a whimpering, horny, slutty little mess beneath my uniform, waiting to see you again today. You're a good girl, hopeful for the chance to earn your cock once more, and hope that if it so pleases you, you'll maybe even fuck me with it. Please, sir, I need you to fuck me. Yes, of course I've been a good girl. I did exactly what you told me to. I haven't come, sir. I haven't come in so very, very long. I have never been so aroused in all my life. I can't sleep. I can't rest. I dream of you every single waking moment. I can't even think straight. I struggle to focus during your lectures, and I know I've lost points because of it. And every time I move and shift around in my seat from how wet I am sure my classmates can hear it. I am sure they can even smell it on me. The other boys won't stop leering at me every time I pass them in the halls. Sir, why did you stop touching me? Sir, please. Please, I was so very close. Please, please, sir, let me come, please. It's been so very long. I need to come so badly, please, sir. What? No, they haven't. Of course I haven't. I promise I haven't been with any of them. I don't like little boys. I like men, real men, like you. I pride myself on being articulate, but with you, I become a blubbering mess. Struggling to remember how to talk, I struggle to focus, and I trail off. I get lost in contemplation every time I see you. The smell of you, the way your words echo in my mind, even when you're no longer in the room. You've become my obsession, and I'm addicted to you. I want to be near you all the time. With you, I don't care about being smart. I don't want to be smart. I want to be yours. What I am, a horny, desperate, squirming, wanton little slut. I want to be marked by you, by your cum, by your cock, by your touch, by you. Every inch of you. Please, sir. I don't deserve it, but why not? I've tried so hard. I've done everything you asked. Because I've been a bad girl. No, sir, I haven't been a bad girl. I've been a good girl. I've been your good girl. I've been... Yes, sir, you're right. I've been a bad girl. A very bad little dirty girl. Disrespectful. I have been impudent. parading around like an eager little cocktease, not wearing any panties, dripping with need, leaving a mess everywhere I go, and begging to be taken like an eager little cock slut. Desperate, come hungry slut, and I deserve to be punished. Yes, sir. Daddy, Daddy, you're right. I don't deserve to call you sir. Daddy, you're right. I've been a bad girl. I don't deserve a reward. I deserve to be punished. I need to be punished to make it up to you, to make it right. Please, please let me make it up to you, Daddy. I'm going to get on my knees. And I want you to punish me with your cock. Please, please make me suffer for my transgressions, for being a bad girl. Please, Daddy, I'm going to unbutton my shirt. I've been such a terrible, filthy little tease. I didn't even bring a bra today. My nipples have been poking out since first period. Please, please use my shirt to bind my hands behind my back so I can't move them. So I won't be able to stop you, even if I can't handle it. Please, Daddy. Grip my hair to keep me in place. And shut my mouth up with your cock. Your hard cock. Go harder, Daddy. Be inconsiderate. Take pleasure. My helplessness. Make me struggle. Show me how much bigger and harder you get at my helplessness. And force me to take it harder, please, Daddy. And make it harder and make me choke on it, please, Daddy, please. And hold my nose with one hand. Well, we can't go. Teach me a lesson for being such a dirty little slut, for liking the attention I got from others, for showing off what's yours for your eyes only. Fill my mouth with your cum, Daddy, please. Please, please drown me in your seat, please, Daddy. Please, leave it to me. Let me choke on it, please, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for gifting me your cum. Thank you for letting me prove my worth to you, Daddy. I've been a spoiled and ungrateful little brat, Daddy. I've been a terrible, back-talking little slut, a degenerate, horny little cocktease. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve pleasure. I only deserve what you give me. I exist only to please you, Daddy. I know I don't deserve it, Daddy, but I feel like I'll die if you don't please, Daddy. Can you please fuck me with your cock? Daddy, you're pulling me by my hair. It hurts. Please, Daddy, please, please. You don't have to, do so hard. You're pushing me over the desk. Wider. I can't, Daddy, I can't spread my legs wider. It'll hurt. Please, please don't make me, Yes, yes, Daddy, I'll spread them wider for you. Oh, God, you're so hard. Harder than I've ever felt you. No, Daddy, your cock is too big. It hurts. Please, 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 Daddy, I can't take it. I'm not used to anything so big in my cock. Daddy, I'm a good girl. I'll be good. Please, please, I'll be a good girl, I promise you. Oh, this is what I wanted. Please, please, no. I promise I'll do better. No, please, Daddy, no. You're fucking me too hard. Please, Daddy, the cock is so hard inside me. You're stretching me so much, please. I can't breathe. Daddy. Please, please, please. Thank you. I needed that so much, Daddy. I need you. I still do. Oh, I'm too weak to stand, Daddy. It feels so good to rest in your strong arms. As you wrap me in your coat and allow me to nuzzle into your chest and kiss the skin. And curl your hand into mine. Did I like it? Please, sir, can I have some more?